Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This is John Batzler. Conversation with colleague Grant Newsham, Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired, author of When China Attacks, remembering his time in Tokyo during the Tohoku earthquake, rocking Tokyo, leading to the tsunami that led to 22,000 deaths on the coast of Japan and the knocking out of the Fukushima nuclear reactor and the rescue and recovery that went on afterwards. Grant participated in Tokyo, and then he was flown into the region. We're looking at a devastation that Grant describes in his conversation with me 14 years later. Grant also tells the story about when he, in Tokyo, being briefed because Marines called him up, and he said, yes, I'll go as a reservist, when he learned that the reactor number 2 had blown up and that radiation cloud was in the air. More of this tonight. Grant Newsham, Fukushima, 2011, March 11th.
It was. It took a little while for the nuclear threat to fully materialize. I was actually a reservist, so they called and asked if I would like to be useful. So I said yes, and had a very good assistant who took over at my civilian job. But the nuclear issue came up. Within a few days, I think it took a little while. And I remember being at Yokota Air Base when getting briefed about this at the main U.S. headquarters. And one of the staff came in and said, oh, Fukushima just blew up. I'm thinking, oh, boy, you know, I'd rather be in Philly. But you act like nothing new. And at that point, there was a lot of problems that were happening. And the news of the nuclear disaster, the nuclear threat, actually didn't come out immediately. The government actually tried to hush it up. And there was a lot of rumors and speculation going on. And then within a matter of days, the threat of the fear of a nuclear cloud, the swarm or whatever they called it, that was ever present. And that's when people started to really panic. But they say that took a few days. So you had this huge, had the tsunami and earthquake damage up in the Northeast, and that was bad enough. And then you throw in this nuclear plant that's melting down or blowing up, whatever you call it. And that just made things much more complicated.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.